In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Evening, gents.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's getting an evening. Hope everybody's well. We're back.
After too long, innit?
Yeah.
Too
long. No need to message anymore. No more free ones, lads. No more free ones. All Patreon are these days.
Yeah. A lot of them not even a hello, is it? When's the next one out?
Straight in. Straight for the jugular.
Are they all Patreon now? We've got a lot of them, don't we?
I can't find any of these on YouTube.
Yeah. Bit of a break.
We had a bit of a break. The batteries are recharged. I'm feeling fantastic. Are you?
Yeah. Oh. Sprightly.
Probably too long. We probably should have been back a couple of weeks ago.
Well, we've still been grafting though, haven't we, lads?
Yeah.
Oh, we've been doing the World Cup, haven't we?
Did we?
Yeah. We finished second in the World Cup.
We hope everybody's well.
Yeah.
Because we've got the live shows coming up, haven't we? So we've had to get as many recordings in as we can in preparation for that. If you've not already had a look, all the live show dates are on the Twitter and on the website and everything. Get some tickets in. We're all over the north.
Some guests confirmed.
Yes.
This last day or so.
Mark Crossley,
not to you, not looking forward to it at all.
I just told a blatant lie.
Yeah.
I can only apologise.
Mark Crossley is for Nottingham.
Yes. Don't worry, he's got plenty more to give, hasn't he?
Oh, he's got that. I mean, I play golf with him most weeks, and there's a different story every four holes.
Yeah.
Thing is, even the ones from the first episode weren't. We didn't video it, did we?
No, so it's going to be good to get
in
it on
person,
camera.
I wasn't there.
That long ago, weren't it? Kevin Radcliffe for Everton. The last captain to lift the Division 1 title, I'm told.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yes. That's all I've done,
We'll announce when we know.
Yeah. Dean Saunders, Sheffield. That's the one I'm really most looking forward to, I think.
Have we enjoyed the summer? We had the Euros, we had a bloody good time, didn't we? We've had a bit of time off.
I'm sure I were halfway through.
You were boring, John, I'll be honest with you.
I was
talking off.
All right, fuck you then. You know, next time you should get a guest.
It was time to interject.
Yeah.
I can see you.
You've done well, Chris.
Next time you want a guest, oh, fuck you. Get your own. Arseholes. Yeah. Good World Cup.
Euros.
Good Euros.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it? Hope everybody enjoyed the videos.
We had seven good nights, didn't we?
Manchester...
Fans Park. Yeah.
It was good, wasn't it? It was good.
The only dilemma we've got now is obviously the World Cup is actually in December and January, isn't it? So that destination's
no more
out.
Outdoors. No more outdoors. We pushed our luck a bit on last night, didn't we, for final.
Yeah.
Invited a few too many people.
Who invited a few too many people?
Yeah.
My
favourite moment of the All Euros is Chris dressed as Freddie Mercury in drag whilst having an argument with the security guard because he'd given passes out from the week before. And he was a good guy as well.
Yeah,
but he was bloody fuming. Guy. He was fuming.
Right. I got frog marks.
So I'll tell you what how it happened, right? So we used to get the bands, didn't we?
Wristbands, yeah.
Wristbands, right? So we got a couple spare from the semi-final for the final. So Billy Big Balls is giving it the old to the Donny fan and his missus. Yeah, I can get you in Saturday, Sunday, whenever it is. Yeah, I can get you in.
You said it as well.
So I can't remember, right? So I'm driving in the taxi from the hotel to the final and I'm like, oh, that's that couple from the semi-final walking away from the fans park. I'm like, that can't be right. So I gets in, but I'd not got a ticket. I'd only got one pass because you'd give it to some motherfucker, right? So he gets in. I said, I've just seen that.
We got giddy, didn't we? We got giddy.
I said, I've just seen that couple from the semi-final walking away. Apparently they've changed the colours of the bands, haven't they?
Yeah, they've done us. They've done us dirty.
Did you apologise?
They got evicted, bless them.
To who?
To that couple.
I was apologising all night, Chris.
So,
to different people.
They didn't even see the Euro final then. They couldn't even get in a boozer.
Yeah.
Because Billy Big Ball's thinking, I'll get you in.
Those bastards having a pasta in Cafe Rouge across the road. Right, Euro final's going on.
But to be fair, we had a good kick at ball, didn't we?
Yeah, we enjoyed
we
it.
Did.
We yeah. did. Yeah. And England done really well, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it? It was disappointing at the end. Mm. How's everybody?
I think my experience. Overriding thing of it is when you sit on the table and you just lost your head.
That was just
I don't know who the fuck you were aimed at.
It was because I was so confident he was going to score. That was the thing I didn't expect.
The penalties. Do you remember slapping me?
Oh, yeah.
Vigour.
The one that I was just saying my favourite point. That's now my second favourite because when he slapped you.
You proper whacked me.
And so if you haven't seen it, it's worth watching that final video just for that.
You shit your sen and all, didn't you, one night?
That was when I shit myself. Oh, when he hit me.
You shit your sen?
Yeah, because I turned around afterwards and said, I think I almost shit myself then. I were actually covering up that I had actually shit myself.
Yeah.
Because I'd had a nicky tummy that afternoon, had a few beers.
He slaps you.
Kaplunk. Slap across face. I backfired like an old Cortina.
But that was good. I'm glad to be back, though. I'll be honest with you. I like it when we're working. I didn't say that with a straight face, didn't I? Now, I do it. I'm glad we're back. I hope you're glad we're back.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back. We've got a good series ahead of us, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've got some good names lined up.
Different stories, Chris.
Yeah.
In fact, what we do need, I think, we need some more, because we're getting a bit fucking good player heavy, aren't we? We need some more lower league players, I think.
The kind of player nobody's heard of.
Yeah.
Never the kinds we need.
So anybody who listens, footballer-wise, who's played in the lower leagues, and that obviously not been disrespectful, but any characters who you play or you think could be good on, please let us know.
Yeah.
I don't just want to hear about fucking them Premier League stars and all that.
And we've been releasing on the Patreon all through the summer.
See, we have been still working, really, haven't we?
And if you're not already involved with the Patreon, we're going to carry out, well, like every other week, there's an episode comes out on Patreon, whether we're on the break or not. So we've been releasing them two episodes a month, haven't we? And it's, if you're not involved, get yourself involved.
There's a few hands being forced into subscribing, aren't they?
What, with the guests we've had on?
No, just because we haven't released for so long. People are like, for fuck's sake, lads, I've had to put my hand in my pocket.
I know, yeah, I've had to pay £3 a month. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'd like to think it was some kind of conniving ploy from us, but it's not. We're just fucking lazy. No, go back a week. Go back a week.
Chris, I'm camping next week. Can we do the week after?
Yeah, it's nice next week.
So, yeah, that cup of coffee a month, I'm sure it's worth signing up for that. A cup of coffee a month, innit?
And we're starting off with David Waiter.
What a fella. Yeah,
what a guy. Well, one of the funniest things I've ever heard on this podcast when he's talking about his hobby, shall we say.
Oh, yeah.
His hobby, which I still think to he's pillicking, but I know he's not. I've been told from other sources that he's not pillicking.
And his mate lets in his boozer, didn't he?
Yeah, we had a good afternoon.
It's the mill. Beach, didn't we?
It was a morning, though, wasn't it? It was a morning.
Yeah, sat
the bar was still open, though.
We'd recorded the night before, haven't we? Recorded the night before, so we started early.
Should we get it on, then?
But yeah, no, it's good to be back.
Welcome back, Chris.
We'll be every week now till Christmas.
You put a bit of weight on, by the way.
No, I have, actually.
Yeah. I'll tell you what you are. You're yo-yo, aren't you?
No, I've had a good summer. You know, you had a good summer. I'm back in pre-season now.
I know, but you know, when the weather turns, that's when the stew start, innit, and all that.
No, I'll be good.
What?
I'll be back at it then.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll get the stews in. Slow cooker.
Here we go then. What season is it, series?
God knows. The 14?
Anybody? No.
Is it that many?
15, 16, maybe something like that. It's good to be back.
Very, 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 very good to be back.
Mr. David Waiter, ladies and gentlemen. David Waiter, how are we doing?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
I think
thanks for having me on.
Well, sir, Sir David Winter. It will be by end of this.
The fact that we're having a David burger after in this boozer.
Is there a David burger?
It's nice, you know. I'm not just
have
saying
you
it,
made, have you had creative rule over
no,
it?
No, I was...
It's just a burger.
It's my mate now, the owner, but the first time I've seen him, he has another place in Yarm, like a... It's like a takeaway, but fancy one. He was looking at me, and I was like, see, it's just someone going to talk to you. He went, are you David? I said, yeah. He said, I've got something weird to ask you. I said, go on. He said, I'm doing a burger called a Dave Burger, and I want to put your face on the wrap. I was thinking, that's not going to sell much, is it? But he said, is that all right? I said, yeah, do what you want. As long as you get me a table in the pub when I want one, do what you like, mate.
Pick a nice picture. Did he pick a nice picture?
Oh, no, he didn't. No, he picked a horrendous one. When I was bald, I used to shave my hair, thinking I was cool. I said, I've got one request. Can I change the picture, please? And I got a nice front-on picture.
So, photo shoot.
That was my only request. And it wasn't a vegan burger. That was the only other thing. I said, can't have a Dave burger as a vegan burger.
To be fair, Alex has done well for us. He's letting us use the boozer.
Yeah, he's a top man, yeah. I mean, put you in the office last night, didn't he?
Yeah.
Which is no good for you. But, he's a cracking guy, yeah.
You all right, though, mate?
Yeah, very good. Glad to be on. Took a while, hasn't it?
Glad to have you on.
I'm free now for a bit, so...
Yeah.
Well, we thought you were swerving it, to be honest.
Yeah.
No, definitely not. Especially not with this. Don't get stage fright with the cider as well. So. No, it was just obviously... It was
9:10, by the way.
I know, yeah, but the viewers won't know that, will they?
They do now.
I know, my missus will be watching it. What are you drinking for? It's for the first show, isn't it? So, and just say it's blackcurrant, can't we?
Yeah. Well,
we could have done.
It's not as mixed fruit, but...
Yeah. The Red Car Rock.
You have to for the... Yeah, Red Car Rock, flipping out.
That's a solid nickname, that. Or stage name.
It's not bad, is it, Red Car Rock? I've had worse, but yeah. Like that. It was me and when me and Robert Huth were playing together, I was a Red Carrot and he was the Berlin Wall. So I think he got the better one. No, you can't complain with a Red Carrot.
I think you're probably one of the least travelled that we've had, the least clubs. Loyal. Should we call you Loyal?
Yeah, loyal to a fault, I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have left Middlesbrough before I did when they went down, got relegated. I could have went straight back to the Premiership. I had a couple of offers, but I wanted to stay here. I mean, it was my home, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Even Bolton, I could have left a couple of times, but I was like, I get happy in places and I just don't want to leave, so yeah.
I mean, is that worth more to you?
I think so, yeah.
To be happy than...
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, going places for the money's good, isn't it? But sometimes I took much less money and to be happy at places, so yeah.
A few people have said that, haven't they?
Yeah.
Lately.
Yeah,
I don't agree with it one bit, me. I'd rather go somewhere and get shitloads of
people. I think I was like that at the start.
No, I'm only kidding, but...
I think when you have kids and a nice family, you're not really bothered about going places for money. You go home and be happy.
Especially when you get 20%. Especially when you get 20% on the Dave Burger and all.
You should be getting free, I hope. Dave Burger's using my name.
But you think looking back as well, like, because obviously they love you in Bolton, they love you in Borough. Like, if you'd have just been a couple of years, you wouldn't have had the Dave Burger, would you?
Well, exactly. Well, I had a beer in Bolton as well.
Yeah?
Yeah. I had the Super Wheats beer. It was only a summer thing, though. I thought it was going to be a top seller for years and years, but I text him and say, are you still selling it? He was like, nah, it was just a little daft thing we were doing because you stayed up. But, I mean, it was nice. Well, I hate beer. I don't like beer. And he was like, I went for all like the processing thing. He was like, taste that, do you like it? I was like, yeah, it's nice that, but it was minging, but I'm sure people like beer somewhere.
You need a cider. That's what we need.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Is that you go to, a cider? Or you're on the shorts?
Yeah, I think you start with pints, don't you? But then you get a bit
full. Right, so proper beer. It were like a...
Oh, no, it was proper beer, right, like all the hops and all, what have you, but yeah, no, I didn't like it.
What'd you move on to? After that?
After, vodka Red Bulls. No, vodka Red Bulls or vodka lemonades. That's when it goes tits up, isn't it, when you go on the vodkas.
I can vouch for that, because the second time I met you, we were at a charity function in Manchester, weren't
it? Manchester, yeah.
So we've got there, we sat down, and we had his meal and that, and everything's all civil and whatever, and I said, did somebody ask me a question?
It was the... What about them sunglasses thing? Is that what
did you nick some
sunglasses? By the way, Jen and Millie want a shout-out.
Oh,
yeah.
Hi, Jen. Hi, Millie.
What was it? It was the one before. I don't think you were there. Old Trafford, when I think Lonna said I was arm wrestling with a geezer and snapped his glasses. But then he's come up to Lonna's when you were there, he said, "Your mate owes me some glasses." Obviously, Lana said he's not here, but I was on the big screen one with a tie around me. You were quiet that night.
I got the alert, didn't I? I think I got the alert.
Were you not with your new missus? I think you were trying to put on a good show.
Good impression.
Yeah,
I think he was.
He's the old one now.
Honestly, Jenna was like,
Big
Johnny's
true.
Crack at his class, you know.
So, we've had the meal and that, and this guy's gone over and said to Lonas, "Your mate owes me a pair of glasses." And I think Lonas went, "He's not here." And he went, "Hit that in." And it, on the big screen, on the dance floor, tie around his head, shirt off.
It was like that.
Like that. He went, "Is that not him there?" And this was like literally 5 minutes after
meal. I had a giant crisp packet on my head. I got opened it out and I had a crisp packet on my head. So I got pictures of that.
What kind of do with it?
Oh, black tie.
Yeah.
Formal.
Yeah, you're hitting it like a wedding. Like a
proper charity event, but it goes mental, doesn't it? Like, everyone's prim and proper, like the Housewives of Cheshire and all that, Coronation Street people, and it just goes off it. Dinner's finished and goes crackers.
Is there a point in the night? Is it a drink that you drink or something where you think, right, I'm ready to unleash super weeks?
I think if I hear one good song, I'm ready, but I start sweating, dancing. But honestly, like people think I'm on something sometimes, but I can honestly, I've never touched anything like that in my life. It's just, I get so excited.
So the shirt's undone for the temperature and the tie's there for the sweat.
Yeah. like Danielson. Just dancing attire.
The white shirt to look like Danielson and his fucking karate thing around his head.
That's what my missus says, "Can you just not go out and have a sensible drink?" I was like, I don't really like the taste of it. I just want to go with your mates and have a good time and that. And
what is she like when you get in Dave mode?
She can't stand it. She was all right, obviously, years ago before kids and that, but just get up the next morning. We've both got the kids, haven't we? And
but does she just, yeah, she just pretend she doesn't because she can't
see you? She
doesn't
like coming out with me anymore. I try. I ask her to come every time, but I know she's going to say no. So
perfect.
I've given her the option.
Is that why you're so still happily married? She don't come out.
I think we are. Yeah, we have. She knows what goes on. Go mental. Like, text me another day to recover, but then I'm good husband again for the week.
It does just take one song, though, doesn't it? I agree with you.
It is. Oh, definitely one good song. But I mean, we were here watching the Euros and I was being quite quiet because he got us a good table at the front again, in front of the TV. So I was just like quiet. But then I heard a bit from behind me, like, "Wait, give us a song." I was like, "Oh no!" I mean, I'd only had one drink by then, so I wasn't drunk.
Just a minute, let me just put my tie on,
top off. But I just got up and just started singing three lines, and everyone like stood up, started singing. So that's what I love, just a good atmosphere.
Yeah,
just good times, isn't it? That's what I'm here for. Good time, not a long time.
We ever, obviously, when you got in at Borough, when as a young lad, were you a confident young man at that time?
No, I wasn't. You know, I was nervous.
Yeah.
Not around people, but like even not like on the pitch, I didn't used to shout. I was, in case I said like shouted the wrong thing, it was just weird. I was talking about coaching. It's like that, like. You know what you want to say, but you're just scared about saying the wrong thing. But yeah, I was pretty nervous as a
quiet.
Yeah, again, not with the lads. I was like daft with the lads. But as soon as I got on the pitch, I was very very quiet. Yeah.
So, there's a lot of big hitters at Borough as well. Centre halves as well.
Yeah, I was. Woodgate was there. I wasn't there for that long with him, maybe 6 months. But it was Robert Huth from Chelsea, and there was some top players.
Ekiog
was there. Yeah, obviously Southgate. I never played with Southgate, but he was there. So some big, good talkers as well. So
you didn't need to talk, did you?
No, I was proper skinny and that, and I just didn't think I could talk when they were there.
The McLaren manager when you
get started,
pulled over for train with first team.
It was always weird. Like obviously we trained in the same train ground. Everyone, like the first team knew everyone's in the youth team's names. So I thought that's brilliant. That I've never trained with like. Everywhere I've been after that, we've never trained where the youth team trains, so it's weird, like, you don't know people's names. But they all knew us, and like, we trained with them every day. And I played a few times with McLaren, but I think it was when Southgate came, about five of the centre-halves got injured, and he just stuck me in pre-season, just stayed there ever since.
Who was the best with you, with the young lads?
Player?
Yeah. With the young lads.
Obviously Stewie was there. Stewie Downing, he was obviously a local, and we all looked up to him because he was playing, and we all wanted to be like Stewie. So he was good with us. But think if you do, Ray Parler was good. I mean, he...
Hello, Sam.
Craig, you were in Marbella. This was before my missus, so it was like, we were all in a strip club on a pre-season. And me and one of the lads, we didn't have a pot of piss, and then I was about 17, 18. We just went up to Ray. Ray, can I borrow 50 euros? This girl, I think she likes me. It was just a stripper. She was obviously the money for a dance. And yeah, of course you can, Sam. Give us the money. And
you give him back?
I don't think I ever did, no. He might want it now, but I thought she liked me, but give us a dance for five minutes.
She liked Ray's 50 euros.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You're better than this, you love. I can take you away from all this.
No.
Can't remember did he go to the races with him? Did he take you all to the races?
Ray?
I might be completely off the market, yeah.
No, I think we did, yeah. I remember going to the race. I can't remember if he was there or not. But yeah, Ray was always good stories and that. But like Viduka was good. Hasselbank was a nightmare to play against. Especially when, the worst pain I've ever had in football, I blocked one of his shots in January with like the inside of your thigh.
Stinger, the worst.
The mitre.
Nike. Remember the blue strip around? Nike tick there just for like weeks. But he was horrible on the pitch to play with. He'd shout at you, batter you, but great lad off it.
I was saying that to Danny when he just looked the type that was just a nightmare.
Oh, he was.
He'd cane you.
Could be a dick, like.
Yeah.
He used to hammer Stewie for not crossing it straight away, but off the pitch he was great. Yeah.
With anybody who you didn't like, any of the older ones where you thought, fucking bit of an helmet, you.
There is always one.
Not Middlesbrough. Rio Coker, I didn't really get on with. I thought he was a bit of a knob, but he probably thought the same.
At Bolton.
Yeah, he probably thought the same about me, so it's fine. But him, Carl Henry was a good lad, but a bit of a knob. But he probably. Say with knob.
We spoke about
him. Debatable.
Yeah.
Henry.
Never get into a debate with him.
Oh my god, he loved an argument. He tried to tell me how to defend a corner one time. Someone's headed it. It wasn't my man, so I've run to the line, headed it away. I blocked it on the line, and he shouted at me for not staying with my man, who was nowhere near. I've stopped the goal, but he wanted to argue with me. I said, "Carl, I'm not even entertaining you here, pal." He was like following me, trying to get into an argument. I was like, "Carl, piss off, mate."
During the game?
And I was training. Oh. Like 11v11 in training. And he was following me around the training. I was like, "Carl, no, mate." He was like, "What, you? I just want to talk to you." I said, "No, I know what you want to do."
You shoot him off?
Yeah.
Off.
Oh, no, he was a nightmare. But yeah, he'd say he was a knob. Not bad off the pitch. On the pitch, yeah, no.
Did you make your debut against Lisbon?
Lisbon, Sporting Lisbon, yeah. Christ, out of that.
Is that in UEFA Cup? Or?
UEFA Cup was like, I think it was the quarterfinals or the round of 16 or something like that. But it was just, it was unbelievable. Obviously, from watching Middlesbrough for years and thinking I'm never going to play there, to playing in Europe. And he said, I think we were losing. I think we need to score about 3 goals in the last 5 minutes or something. So he said, it might have been Southgate come off or something. And he's going to put Colin Cooper on. Obviously, Cooper was about 38 at the time. I think Cooper said to him, "No, put Wheats on." Which was fantastic of him, and then McLaren shouted me with an instant. I'm fully trained next to him, and he's like looking for me, and I'm stood at the other side and ready to go on with all my gear ready. But yeah, I got on, and it was fantastic. Obviously, the lads, another debut was unbelievable. And
were you disappointed he didn't put you up front?
I know, should have done.
Last couple of minutes. Like, run towards your centre half and then just chuck the shoulder on. Fuck off, dude.
I've done that a few times. But honestly, coming back to Redcar, the day or 2 days after, I remember just walking in the pub. I'm like 17, 18. I always remember a girl going, "That's the footballer, that." I was thinking, yes.
Here we go.
I'm having this life. I didn't know what she looked like. I just heard a girl say, "Yeah, that's the footballer."
You didn't even look back.
I was playing it cool. I was like,
shy,
yeah.
Isn't
he? Yeah, I was shy.
The shy one.
Can I get 2 Bacardi breezes, please?
Premier League debut, Arsenal.
Oh god, yeah, Arsenal. Yeah, it was at Highbury when Henry was on fire. That was unbelievable. They were losing 5-0. I came on with half hour to go. They scored 2 more, so that's
2-0 against
better
Arsenal,
ratio, isn't it?
Yeah.
But honestly, he just Henry like stood next to you. Fabregas would get the ball and he'd be off. Normally, obviously, marking players, they'd stay with you, but he'd like stay offside, quickly come in onside, and he'd be off. It was a fantastic debut for me, but it was a tough one.
Did the loans do a lot for you?
I went to Doncaster first, I think. only played like 7 games and got injured. Then I think that's when they were in the UEFA Cup the first season.
Doncaster were.
No, Middlesbrough.
Oh, fuck me.
Before they were.
Just about a good year.
What was it? Bellevue, flipping it. That was an eye opener as well. But yeah, I came back after seven games and McLaren's put me in the first team in the Premiership after playing a few games in League One. It was, weird.
All right. But
that's what you want, isn't it?
I always say to people that go on loan, it's just playing first team football is brilliant. Anywhere you can go, just get a bit of experience. It's great.
How soon after you were in that first team squad did you get a new contract?
We were in Austria and I was like nowhere near starting. I was probably about fifth or sixth choice and they all got injured in pre-season. And the first game of pre-season, obviously Southgate's had to put me in because there's no others. And just from then, I played, started the season. I think I got a new contract in the February.
Right. So you'd have still been on your contract, so to speak.
Yeah, like a grand or whatever a week, yeah.
That's still a lot, like, at 17,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was, honestly, it was unbelievable.
You must have been sat in fucking the bowls doing records. Four
Bacardi breezes.
It was a bit more, to be honest. I mean, I was on 120 quid a week and then went up
to... You don't have to go into figures, by the way.
Right, they're not,
have,
right.
No, you don't have... No.
Right, I won't. But, yeah, we were on that and I thought we were going to get a little bit, like maybe 500, 600. My agent said, oh, they've got such high hopes for you, they're going to give you this. Me and my mum and dad were like, yeah, we'll sign that. We got out, we just couldn't believe it. So yeah.
Clicking your heels.
Oof, were we? Yeah.
Not going to the Toby Carvery tonight, guys.
I was straight to the Vauxhall dealership getting my Astra.
You liked cars though, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Oh, they're a money pit now, aren't they? But yeah. You learn that. But yeah, I've had a few.
Were you there when, who was it? Gary O'Neill got his Ferrari nicked.
Yeah, I was there.
He left his keys in it.
He's another boring one, Gaz. He's a good lad, but he's boring. Flipping out. But yeah, he said, I don't know what if it's true on it. He said he left the key, left it running in the petrol station. He come back and it had gone. I don't know whether what's true or not.
Who does that kind of thing?
To be fair, mate, I did it other night. we sat recording with Hunty.
Yeah.
And some random fellas come up the stairs in the pub and gone. And we've got a blue car. I'm like, yeah. He says, you've left it running outside.
But in a petrol station, though.
And a Ferrari.
Oh, it wasn't a Ferrari.
It was worse outside a pub.
Yeah. No, I don't know whether I believe that story or not. He's done something with it.
I ain't told her. It were her car, so I ain't told her.
Thing is, that's just a case of right place, right time, isn't it? With all them getting injured.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I thought you meant finding a Ferrari. No, yeah.
I was thinking that.
Some guys are still driving around Mills, aren't they? Dodgy Plato.
That's pretty nice, yeah.
F-R-E-E-1.
Yeah, if you're a burglar, it's a great time. But no, you're right. Honestly, I think there was Matty Bates, you've seen play with the same age as me, was in front of me. He was a terrific player, so I was nowhere near starting until they all got injured. So I was lucky.
Do you think you'd have got lead eventually anyway?
Well, I don't know. Obviously, we won the Youth Cup and I played very well in that. I was an England youth team player, so I knew I was going to play somewhere, but not in the Premiership that early.
Mm. How were it like, well, how were you? You know, like, you're playing in the Premiership week in, week out. You're from Redcar.
Mm.
Are you, like, starting to think... Are you starting to get a bit above yourself?
No, ever? I don't think... I mean...
Which is quite understandable, man.
Yeah, we're probably going in, but I've obviously spent money on daft things and that, but... I just loved it. Just being around home, playing for the hometown team in the Premiership, it was just...
Doesn't get much better, really, does it?
Nothing like it, honestly. Everyone was like, loved you, being a local lad. I mean, you get songs, he's one of our own. It's just terrific, yeah.
Was it always playing sailing, or did you have a rough spell?
In the team? Now, I think it was weird. After a couple of seasons in the Premiership, we got relegated, then we're in the Championship, and he made me captain, and I didn't really want it, to be honest. So
is this Southgate?
Yeah. I was, I think, 22 when he made me captain. But it was older.
That's 22?
Yeah.
Captain, especially considering you didn't speak on field.
And, exactly. I think, obviously, because I was a local lad and the fans liked me. But there was the older lads than me, better talkers than me, and I didn't really want it. So I think it changed my game a bit because I had to start talking, but I was just talking rubbish.
Did you feel like you had to... Put the armband on and step into somebody else.
I felt
else.
Like you had to say something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't know what
to
say.
Did you ever think about turning it down?
Not to his face, no. I wish I did. But now I think when Strachan came in, I think he seen that I wasn't playing as good as I could, and he said, I'm going to give it to Gary O'Neill. And I was, he maybe thought I was going to put up a fight, but I was like, yeah, that's absolutely fine. Yeah. And then the next game, I walked out, obviously not at the front, I was back a bit, and I just felt like the weight off the shoulders a bit, yeah. Mm.
It is big, that, like, isn't it, to make you captain?
Yeah.
22. Was it a big change when Strachan came in?
Christ, yeah, he brought the old SPL in, didn't he? But he brought about 9 players from Scotland. He brought Boydie and McDonald, who scored, Christ, what, 100, 200 goals in the SPL. They couldn't really score in the Championship. It was just so much different. And when Southgate left, I think we just went joint top on the Tuesday night. And we were all in the nightclub, and he's rang me. So obviously Gareth or the gaffer or whatever, Southgate's ringing me. I was like, oh shit, what's going on here? I thought he might have been behind me in the club.
Just turn the music down, DJ.
I know, yeah.
I've got the gaffer on the phone.
I didn't know what to do, so I've ignored it and ran outside and answered it. Rang him back. He just said he's been sacked when we went joint top. So yeah, it was a bit of a weird time, that.
What was the reason?
Did you have a relationship with him, sorry? Or were you ringing out players and telling them?
No, I was captain one, yeah. So I don't think he rang anyone. Most of them were with me anyway in the club. So. But yeah, he was all right. He just said, I've lost my job. I couldn't really believe it from where we were in the league. And I just said to him, if you go anywhere like Man United or that, take me with you. He just said, I don't think I'll be getting any type of jobs, really, now. Now look at him.
Yeah.
Did you ever get any stick while you were out and about? You know, obviously, as you say, you got relegated. So,
like in the bars and that?
Yeah, you must be having a bit of a shitter if you got relegated.
Not really. Never really did. Obviously, there were a couple who were like
staff. Because usually the hometown player gets it, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, off the fans and that. When I was out, never really. I mean, I had a fight once and ended up in the cells for the night. It turned out I used to go out with my missus now. But I didn't know that. He'd hit me. Obviously, I knew the bouncer, so he got chucked out and he's waiting for me outside the Aruba in red car. He's went to hit me again. I bopped him on with me. I had this big sovereign ring on. So he's hit the deck, and as soon as he's hit the deck, I've seen a police car there. I was like, ah, no.
He's on the deck with St. David on his forehead.
Oh, God, yeah. But yeah, that was the only time I've really had problems, to be honest. Everyone's always been all right with me.
Did you always like going out?
It sounds like a boozer, doesn't it? But definitely the right times. But I think it's more just being with your mates and that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it, yeah. It's just
Martha's, was that a popular?
Martha's was the one, yeah. We used to go to Martha's.
Aruba sounds like a great club.
Yeah.
Martha's then Aruba. But I used to take Stewie down in there, Tunchai, big Turkish. It was like Beckham in Turkey, and I've got him in Martha's in Aruba. I swear,
I bet he loved it, didn't he?
Come on, Tunchy, I'll show you the town.
Them Turks are crazy. You used to come back to mine. They all drink Jack Daniels, don't they?
I don't know.
Bottle of Jack Daniels, Turk, and then his mate would drive, but he'd come back, sit there in the corner, Jack Daniels, and get off. He lived in Yarm, back to Yarm. But they loved it.
Did he love it?
He loved it, yeah, I think, because if it was out in Turkey, he'd get mob, wouldn't he? But I think he loved a bit of... He got recognised and that, but yeah.
He could go out?
Yeah.
As opposed to waiting
for
him back
in? People like were walking and they see me, Stewie down in Tunchai in like a place and like double take, like what the hell are they doing in here? Because they weren't posh places, it was just a good place to be back in the day.
Did you Cooper have a fight on balls?
Well, this is the thing, I was saying it. It's supposed to be in the changing room, and everyone said it was me who was hitting because I think he was going to Everton. We played Wigan, and he had a shitter. To be honest, I think people thought he was playing to leave, but everyone said that I've gone for him, so I've just left it at that. Like it sounds makes me sound hard, doesn't it? But
yeah, some confidence with your Cooper.
Oh yeah. I don't
think
I remember his first day. He shoulder barged me, honestly, and he shoulder barged me back to red car. It was honestly, it was unbelievable. But yeah, no, I don't think he had a fight, to be honest.
Yeah,
but
urban myth.
Yeah, I've took the credit for it for a few years till now.
Could you left when they went down?
I mean, and look back now. There's stuff in the papers like going to live at Rafa Benitez and that, and Aston Villa and that. But how daft am I not going there? But
was there anything in it, or was it just paper talk?
I mean, I got an offer from Portsmouth. Harry Redknapp. I think my agent gave me a deal. I was like, no, I'm not. It's too far for me, that. But I'm not leaving Middlesbrough. But yeah, there was a few offers, but I just didn't want to. It's just my own, so innit?
Had Middlesbrough, like, the more games you played, were Middlesbrough one of them teams that would look after you and sort your deal out? Were you worth in the team and all?
Oh,
that?
Yeah, they were fantastic.
Because sometimes young lads get, oh, fuck, no need to give them another deal.
It was a fantastic club. They always looked after. That's what he wanted. Steve Gibson, the owner, wanted the youth, the academy players to come through, and there was always seemed to be two or three players from the academy in a starting lineup. So he looked after us. Yeah.
So you weren't thinking, oh fucking hell, I'm playing in the Premier League on X, and I could be there on a hell of a lot more.
Well, yeah, there's always that, but I never thought about leaving Middlesbrough, to be honest, till I had to, I suppose.
Your agent must have been trying to twist your arm.
trying to drag me. Yeah. But,
Kidnapping you. Come on, with Portsmouth, right? Yeah. Back at Carwick. Gag on it.
I think, yeah, I've probably pissed him off a few times. My agent, obviously, being at Oldham, Bolton for so long, you probably thought, fuck it, I'm not making any money out of this fella, am I? but I always get happy places where I am, so I don't never want to leave, really.
Have you always been into wrestling?
Oh, yeah. Since 94, I think, was the first one.
So confident. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 100%, yeah.
The Red Car Rock.
Yeah. We never had Sky. My dad worked offshore where he got Sky, and he brought WrestleMania 10 back from 94, and that hooked ever since. Bret Hart and that.
Yeah. Ultimate Warrior, that era.
I think he left by then, but then I'd get the tapes of Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan, so I'd just start buying tapes and that. I loved it.
I think your goal now is to get a wrestler move named after you.
I know, it'd be fantastic, wouldn't it? But I still buy wrestling figures now. My missus is like,
what?
What? Oh, yeah.
You still buy wrestling figures now?
I'm trying to get my kids into it, but they're not they're not going for it yet.
I've got you another one.
Honestly, shit.
Bushwhackers.
Because we just rent a little place now. So we're building our house, and she's like, "Where are you putting these?" I say, "I'll build a room for him." Like, you're not.
Have you got a ring as well?
Oh yeah, I don't like them because you wrestle with them and they slip out. Because it's like the ring's slippy, so I just do it on the carpet.
Are you actually joking here?
No, absolutely not.
No. So like, your missus is like, "Oh, where is he?" And she walks in the room and she finds Hulk Hogan on top of her fucking
bed. Do you talk and do the noises and that while you're fighting?
Oh, yeah, I do all the moves, yeah. But to be honest, I've never got into gambling, but I spend my money on wrestling figures, so I don't know what she'd rather me do, to be honest. Win a bit or spend it on wrestlers. So
have you got a favourite, like, who always wins?
Stone Cold Steve Austin, isn't it?
So whoever is against, you always make sure
I get the little thing, kick him and then do the stunner with him.
Just imagine your missus coming in and one of the kids is washing pots, so, and you're playing whip figures up carpet.
She's filmed me a few times, like she's whipped the camera around and I'm sat on the floor in my pants or whatever, just wrestling with my figures, which is relaxing.
That's tremendous, man.
This is not a lie either. This is all true.
Do you entrance music?
Oh, I've done it sometimes. I've done it with Lana. Lana says, "Oh, send us a video." So you know, ladder matches, I'll get a blue tack, stick some string. Tie a belt and I'll get the. I've got some little ladders and pretend I'm doing a proper ladder match.
So you're sticking a belt to the ceiling?
No, you stick the string, blue tack it so it comes down, then you got put the belt on the end.
What? Right.
So they've got to get the belt. But if I send him like, well, I turn the lights on, put the music on, and the Undertaker, I'll be walking in with a figure. Send him it, yeah, he loves him.
He loves them.
I think I want to see some of these.
Oh, he loves me. Oh, he just sends a video. I think I can tell when he's with someone. And he'll send us a video. Do a wrestling move. But I'd do it.
That's sensational.
Have you done a few fancy dresses, wrestlers?
Oh, he always goes as wrestler. John Cena. I went as the Queen last year. Like the proper full dress and crown and grey wig and all that. But yeah, I always try and go as a wrestler.
Who was the Queen?
No, they're the actual queen.
She's not a wrestler.
I was thinking of me fancy
Lizzie
dresses,
316.
But that, put a full with a sash thing as the queen, yeah. That was Christmas do, so they're cracking, aren't they? I've been a few little independent wrestling things as well. One of my mates is a wrestler, and I go to the little shows.
Do you fancy getting a ring?
Honestly, I watched him, and it's like, people say it's fake, innit? But honestly, I can't stand that word. It's scripted. It's not fake. But they're like this, the wrestling rings, and he jumped on his knees. I think, oh my God. And he was fine. He finished and he walked out and he'd be limping and that. I said, "What? When did you do that?" He said, "Oh, and I jumped on my knee from the top rope." And I just couldn't imagine doing that.
So you actually hurt yourself?
Oh yeah, they do, yeah. And then I got in the ring and it's I swear it's like that. And then obviously they're jumping on it and stuff.
So Grant Holt's done a bit, hasn't he?
Yeah, but I'd still do it. If someone offered me a contract now, I'd be off.
Vince McMahon's watch, he's like, it might be on. Yeah. Get your agent onto that. I said, fucking, sort me a wrestling contract, Zach. You'd make a few quid.
I'd love to, you know. Yeah, I'd be straight there.
Tremendous. That's mad. Yeah.
People can't believe that. Like, people can't believe that. I still watch wrestling and stuff.
No, watching it. Because I used to really like watching it.
Yeah. I pay £10 a month for the network.
You know, the Royal Rumble used to be my favourite.
Oh, class that, innit?
Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
I bet that's a nightmare doing Royal Rumble on carpet, though, isn't it?
You get good fans, have you?
You have to get 30 figures there, then have to bring them in every 30 seconds.
I tell you, we've had on as well, Stu Bennett.
Oh yeah. He was in it, wasn't he?
Big Preston fan.
He looked all right, eh? He looked a good wrestler, him, you know. But
you never fancy a little trip to America to go and watch one of the big dogs?
Oh, 100%. Once I fully retire, I'm going to WrestleMania. That's my first port of call.
Bucket list.
Yeah. That's I think that's the only thing on my bucket list, to be honest. WrestleMania.
Would you get one of the fingers and all that and giving it loads to,
right? I'd get me sign. I've my belt on and everything.
Would you go in little lycra pants with your belt and
not on my little pecker, I wouldn't. I'd stick some socks down maybe, yeah.
Right, I'd leave Borough then.
It was. It was the.
Obviously, you're a champ.
Exactly, they're in the championship.
Premier League.
Yeah, but they were seventh in the Premier League then. But I didn't really get an option. Tony Mowbray was the manager. He just said, "Oh, you got." I think it was some other club. I can't remember who it was, and that fell through. And I finished training one day. He pulled me. He went, "You're going to Bolton." I was like, "Oh, all right." It was like the Doncaster thing again. I just get told where I'm going. But they were seventh in the Premier League. It was a no-brainer, really. But
it was a big money transfer fee.
I think it was like 2.5, maybe. A lot for me, I think. But, I mean, I was going to be free in the summer as well, so decent fee, yeah. Mm. I mean, wages weren't that much more, so I was not bothered about going. I never wanted to leave Middlesbrough anyway, but it was just back in the Premier League. It was a no-brainer.
Really. You probably had to be told that you were going.
I did, yeah.
Because you're happy.
I think I did, yeah. I think it obviously took the manager to tell me I'm going. Yeah. For me to go, because
I'd
never put in a transfer request. Yeah.
Come on, John. Come on, Ultimate. We're off. We're going to Bolton. Come on, pack your bags, pack your belts, pack your lycra, we're off.
And get your cape, you're off.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We've lost over Strachan. What was Strachan like?
He was all right.
Because Ledge came up and hated him.
Yeah. And he was. Yeah, he had his ways a bit. I don't like his interviews, you know, when he's being sarcastic.
Yeah,
it
comes
and
across terrible.
Oh, I can't stand them. But he was always all right with me. I mean, that was when I had the Ferrari on it, and he used to call me Mr. Ferrari and that, like having a joke on that. And a few years later, he's like hammered me in a paper, saying that people are losing their jobs around Middlesbrough and you're turning up in a Ferrari. But he never said anything to me. He used to make a joke of it, yeah. But he was always all right. He just loved the Scottish lads, didn't he?
Were you straight in then when you went to Bolton? Straight in the team?
Nah, Zach Knight and Gary Cale were playing. The first game, they lost 4-5-0 to Chelsea, and I'm just sat on the bench like, thinking, oh, Jesus Christ, here we go. Drogba scored from 30 yards. But yeah, they were playing. I played the FA Cup games, and then towards the end of the season I started playing. But yeah, not straight away, no.
What was Cale like?
Yeah, good lad. I wish sometimes I was a bit more like him. Like he was always in the gym, keeping fit and stuff like that. But I never was. I was there for a good time. And I was just pure football. Get me in. Always first out of training, last in. But yeah, I hated like the gym and stuff like that. All the physios and that trying to tell me to go in the gym, but I tried.
You need to get back to the wrestling figures, didn't you?
Yeah,
I got tired of pumping weights when tag team match.
I hated the gym, yeah. But if I did that, maybe I'd still be up there now, where he's been playing for all the years. But I just want to play football.
What do you think of Owen Coyle? Because I mean, at that time, he was, I mean, from what we've heard from other lads at
Blackburn, though, wasn't it? We haven't really heard of him at Bolton.
Yeah, but Bolton, he was still quite in high regard from a fan's perspective for what he'd done at Burnley.
Yeah.
But then what we've heard now, Funtime Coyle. And...
Oh, gee, yeah. The first day I went there, the lads were off, so me and my dad have gone there, signed my contract and that, and he's come in, the manager, and... Come on, let's go play table tennis. I was like, what? Table tennis? So I've played with him. He's hammered me like 21-2 or something. Oh, Jesus Christ. But yeah, he just played table tennis all the time. He'd have fry-ups for dinner.
For dinner?
With iron brew. But yeah, he just didn't do any tactics or anything. It was just, yeah, more about the fun stuff, which was all right when you were doing well, but when it was going tits up, it wasn't. You obviously need to do some tactics at least. But yeah, we never did.
Just none of that. Just tie day every
time. Five side. But
like the last day at school before you prepare for
Bring college, bring kaplunk in.
Pluto in that.
Every day he's doing figures. Yeah.
But the start of every training, he'd get you in a group, tell you what you were going to do. But it was going to be something different. But it never was. He's like, oh, we do boxes. Crossing and finishing, then we'll finish with five sides. But it was like that every day. You think he was going to say something different, but
always said the same thing.
Oh, same thing, yeah.
And he always joined in, I take it.
Yeah, it was a bit annoying though. So he was a striker and I was defender, so I was marking him. Obviously, I couldn't train, but I couldn't boot the gaffer, could I? So it was a bit annoying.
So when it Coyle signed you then?
Yeah. So I mean, he's done all right for me.
More established lads with him, you know, like your Klasnitch and your Elmanders, your internationals.
Oh,
played at big clubs.
Well, Kevin Davies, you love Kevin Davies, Robbie Blake. I don't know if you know him.
Yeah, yeah.
Funny guy. He loved all them.
But were they not thinking, fucking, I was getting dicked every week here, and we're fucking.
I think so. Yeah, he used to batter him and that. Blakey was funny. He just used to chop him in the throat. And the assistant, the assistant be talking to Sandy, he'd be stood next to me, just, hiya! Just chop him in the throat.
That must have hurt, by the way.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah. Right in the corner. But no, it was good. I mean, the lads were crack. Paul Rumson, the left back, he was a great lad and we had some good times with him. But yeah, training was just the same thing. It was fun, but I think you needed to do a bit different sometimes.
The thing is, Blakey will have had him at Burnley and they were flying.
Yeah. But he took Blakey to Bolton. He didn't play the whole year. He was like 35 and give him another year deal. And
just for his crack.
Yeah. But I think I would have as well because his crack was good, yeah.
Who did you get on with straight away? Because we're at Nervy, your first time moving proper.
At Bolton, yeah, it was a bit weird. Obviously, the big Premier League players, weren't they?
Yeah.
Super Kev, Davies. I got on with him straight away, really, to be honest.
Yeah.
He just seemed like a right nice fella.
Yeah, quite quiet.
And when he comes on the pitch, he's an animal, but off it, it was a right nice blow.
Yeah.
Night out, yeah, horrendous to play against. One of my first games, I was with, obviously, Big Hugo, and Kevin Davies just ran, smashed him. I thought, Jesus.
Smashed Hugo?
Yeah.
He was a big old unit and all,
big guy, wasn't
he? Bless him.
But Hugo's just got up. I thought, Jesus Christ, I'd have been snapped in two then if that was me. So, yeah. But, yeah, signing for the same team as Kev was nice because I didn't have to play against him. Training was still a problem.
A lot of people say, a lot of defenders say, well, I want it hardest.
But he'd do you in training, right? He'd smash you and he wouldn't pick you up or say sorry or anything. If you ever watch him in games, he'll do someone and just stand up and walk away. Yeah. I said, why do you do that? He said, it's just part of my game, innit?
Has there anybody beat you up? Why do you think you've walked off thinking, fuck me, that was a hard game?
Nah, I tell you, Joe Garner was a pest.
Because he's not the biggest, is he?
Yeah, but he'd elbow you and get away with it somehow. And I elbowed him back and I got a yellow card, but he just done it sneakily. But not beat me up, but he just annoyed me. Like, elbowing me. I mean, look at my beak, he's bent and all sorts. And he broke.
He's got a great target, isn't
he? Exactly. He broke it in the academy. I think he was at Blackburn. I think he broke it the very first time. And obviously, he went to Preston and all that, played against him. He's still the same. But then I seen him in Dubai and he was like, hello, mate. Give you a cuddle. Cuddle, yeah.
To be fair, I'd be disappointed if he just came across you and fucking laid one on you as he walked around the pool.
At the bar.
Yeah. Right, Dave.
Yeah. Having a nice holiday.
I think that's the best way to be, isn't it? Out off the pitch.
You've got to be nice.
Yeah. No reason not to be, but yeah, he was a pest on the pitch. But I liked it. I liked playing against him. I liked the battles, but yeah, annoying.
Did you prefer playing against the bigger fellas?
100%, yeah. People say who's your hardest opponent. I would say probably like Defoe, people like that, small,
quick.
He didn't mind getting kicked in that. And they say, what about Drogba? I say, nah, look, I love playing against complete ball like that. Physical. Yeah, because you can battle them. But yeah, I like playing against the bigger lads. Honestly, anyone in the Premiership, I love playing against them, like Torres when he was in his prime. He hammered us. He was getting at tricks and stuff like that. But I just love playing against them.
You see it as like a challenge?
Yeah, 100%. I think it helps you when you're playing against the top lads. It's just... And I like memorabilia. And I just love getting like top player shirts. Southgate told me off for that once because I got Drogba's. And he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Oh, I'm just getting Drogba's shirt." He said, "Wait till they ask you." I'm thinking, well, Drogba's not going to ask me.
Was he a player or a manager at the time?
He was the manager. But he pulled me in the training ground and said, "I seen that. Why did you do that?" I said, "Oh, it's just for memorabilia." But I mean, I've got like Lampard, Ryan Giggs, and that. They're not going to ask me for my shirt, am I? And one player's asked me for a shirt. He's from Eastleigh in the FA Cup. So that would be a good memorabilia wall, that, wouldn't it?
But yeah. Did you give him it?
Oh yeah, give him it. Yeah, oh, I was buzzing. I think I did. Yeah, I love it. But
it's not. It's not. It's not like
not in a frame.
Nah. See,
it's not Drogba, Giggs, and Jones. Joe Bloggs.
Exactly. I didn't understand that. I mean, maybe he was right in a way about thinking about the game, but. I asked him after the game. I never. You don't think about stuff when you're on the pitch. As soon as you're after.
So you want one of them who were like, for last 30 seconds, I'm fucking going to stand next to him.
Do you know what? The one time I did do that, Rooney's absolutely smashed me in the face. If I went down, he'd have got a red card. But I've just stood there, like, straightened my nose up. And I said, "Oh, for that elbow, can I have your shirt?" He was like, yeah, no problem. He said, "You looked after me there a bit."
Lost 3-0. Rooney got an hat trick.
I think we lost 4-1.
The thing is, because it's awkward, isn't it? I always felt a bit like, awkward asking for it. But now,
that's for more.
Yeah. You're like,
I have got
when
one,
you retire.
One regret though, I asked.
I didn't see how much to go in for an eBay.
Yeah.
One regret, I asked Ferdinand in the. He said, "Yeah, in there, no problem." And I shit myself asking him. I walked into the changing room and he was in front of me and I just didn't shout him for some reason because he was like my hero, him and John Terry. And I just shit myself, and I didn't get a shirt, so...
I thought you were best buds, because we're not talked about the England call-up at Borough.
Yeah, will it have been after that? No, it will have been the summer after that when we got Pally.
So you got called up by Capello?
Capello, yeah. The first time I was just in the preliminary squad, and I knew I'd get... we're going to get a cut.
So did you report, though? Do you have to still...
No, not for that. I mean, I think that was... was it the provisionary or something like that?
Ah, right.
So just waiting for the call?
Yeah, we were waiting for a call, but I knew I was going to get caught. I mean, but like Sky Sports and were interviewing me, and was like, "Oh, what's it like to get called up?" But someone had done it before. It was like, "Oh yeah, it's a great honour to. I hope I can do well for the team." And he got cut, so I thought, "I'm not falling into this trap." So I was like, "Oh, it's lovely, but I'm just concentrating on Middlesbrough and that." But yeah, that was the first time, and then end of the season, I just got the call up to go to play USA at Wembley and then Trinidad and Tobago.
Away.
That's
not a bad one, is it?
Yeah. The one away, yeah. Steve Gibson, the Middlesbrough chairman at the time, paid for, it was my girlfriend at the time, my mum, dad and my sister, to fly first class to Trinidad. Same hotel as the England players and everything. Because I thought I was going to play and everyone was going to get on. And a couple of hours before the game, they said, "Oh, it's three subs now," because it was like one of them shitty cup things.
So if it had been five, you'd have got your England.
Oh, yeah, I think it was.
Normally, they just have as many as you want.
As many as you want, but it might have been a maximum. No, I think it was three, actually. I'm sure only three lads went on just before. They said, "Oh, it's three subs now," so I was gutted. But
so your mum and dad and your missus are in the hotel, and like Bex is walking past. They must have been buzzing.
Oh, they were like sat there, like just having a drink or something. We were going to training. Bex was in front of me walking to training, and like they were looking at him, and I was just like, "Me and Bex going to training." But yeah,
fair play to Gibson.
Yeah,
by the way.
It's good that, isn't it?
Oh,
it's
no,
an incredible gesture, isn't it?
He's a legend, Steve Gibson, around there.
What were you like reporting? The nerves and that, and did you just not know where to put your hands? Or
Stewie helped me. Stewie Downing, because obviously he came and we got the car together from here, and we stopped at KFC in Sheffield. what's that? The services there?
Woodall.
We stopped in Woodall for a KFC in our England trackies and that.
That's incredible, isn't it?
And I got there, it was a bit weird because it was after the United and Chelsea Champions League final. So the United lads were buzzing and John Terry, like I say, my hero, was silent because he slipped in the last penalty, didn't he? So it was just a bit weird, the atmosphere. But I was just walking about and Beck's like bumped into me, like came out the canteen. I was like, David Beckham.
Is that what it's like, though?
He went, I'm David. I was like, fucking hell, mate, I know.
So
I did. I think he went, yeah, I'm David. But you've been what? Obviously, I was just turned 20 in the February. I've been watching him for years. Obviously, I'm from just a normal town like this, and watching these legends for years, and then I'm with him.
So did you tone your eating down, or?
I think I had to. I was getting salad and all sorts.
You can't go for the old school shovel, can you?
I tried to eat salad, yeah. But it was good. It was a bit weird because Capello, like everyone says, it was like a concentration camp. They're not learning that, but it was. You couldn't move until everyone had finished, straight back to your rooms and that.
Yeah.
But I remember going back to my room, Wes Brown was locked out of his room and he was waiting for his keys. I said, yeah, I got something for you here. Went in my room, you know, from Macro or Costco, the pack of fudges, you get 200 in them. I go, here, mate, just give him a pack of fudges. He was like looking at me like, who's this knob giving me chocolates and that? He took a few fudges out and
contraband.
You thought, right, boots, pads, shorts, tracksuit, fudge, Kit Kats.
Oh, I mean, no, a pack of fudges and a pack of chomps underneath all my gear.
Smuggled them into Capello's camp.
Yeah, I had to, yeah.
It's mad though to hear that, you know, because you've got an England call up.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, you didn't get a cap, like, but you're just a normal lad.
That's it.
But you're in this environment with Beckham, and you.
That's what I always
think. Starstruck. Like, still, you've been called up to England, though.
You know, you still want your bagging bucket, don't you? Not way down. You know what I mean?
Oh, of course you do. Yeah, but I remember, like, we're in Trinidad and we finished training, and obviously you hear all these stories. Beck's going to train, do his free kicks after. Everyone's doing a cool down. Beck's has gone to take free kicks, and I was like, I'm not missing this opportunity. No chance. So all the other England players, Lampard and all them, doing the. Cool down. I'm taking free kicks from Bex.
Like, what a competition.
With Joe Hart in the goal at the other end. I swear, on my kid's life, I was better than him at free kicks. that day, I'm not saying I'm better than him non-stop, but he was like, I whipped one in the top, and he went, fuck me, wait. I was like, yes.
I was thinking, Joe passes them gloves, and you're going to go in the nets for him.
Oh, I would have. Whatever he wanted me to do, I would have done it. But, even Capello came over and went, that'll do now. I said, I'll just finish on a goal, whipped it top bin and walked off.
That's how you do it, David.
Honestly, I loved it, yeah. It was great being.
Has he got that aura about him when you...
Oh, yeah, he just smells terrific. And I don't know how he does it. I've tried spraying myself before a game. I come off stinking. But he just smells nice, looks nice. Quite quiet. He was... But it helped me because I was Woodgate was there, and I know Woody. He was at Real Madrid with Beck, so they were together, and me and Stewie. So,
obviously you were half.
Yeah, I tried, but yeah, like I said, obviously me and Rio were sunbathing for about 2 hours. Then Beck's came out, and he just got hammered.
What, just mobbed by?
Mobbed. I was gutted. Me and Fernand were just talking like normal, talking about London and Middlesbrough and that. And Beck's came out with a book. I was like, yo. Absolutely buzzing here. So Fernand's here, me, Beckham.
All the roles between two thorns.
Christ, I know. So I think, get his phone number or something.
I'm going to get back to
you. You're thinking, right, this is my chance to have a decent chat with you.
This is my chance, two Premier League legends. And yeah, it was a fancy hotel, obviously. The England team were there and all these well-to-do people were there. Just flocked him on his bed. He was like laying there trying to read the book and they were just all around him.
Okay, what book it were?
It's something about Middlesbrough or something. No, I can't remember what book
about, I would never have thought that he'd come down with a book.
Oh yeah, yeah. Might have been a magazine, might have been Hello or something. But I remember he was reading something. But he just got hammered and I thought he lasted 2 minutes like in his own hotel, I was thinking.
Oh, he just had enough
and just went back. I thought, imagine that.
What would you have asked him?
I don't know. I'd have probably shit myself, to be honest.
You've asked him something stupid.
Something about his missus.
What's your favourite food, David?
Yeah, but how cool is he? Have you ever seen like videos on YouTube of him like out and about? He's just so cool. And
you weren't in a squad with Bentley, were you?
Yeah, he was there. We drank all the way home from Trinidad for about 9 hours, me and him. Yeah,
with the lads. Some boy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's funny. He was he used to shout Capello, didn't he? Postman Pat him and stuff. Yeah, he was a good crack, yeah.
He used to what?
Shout Postman Pat, Capello. He looked like Postman Pat, didn't he?
So, David Bentley, who's not a fringe player, yeah. And his postman patting Fabio Capello off.
Him and Bullard did something, didn't
Bullard,
they?
Yeah, I wasn't with Bullard on that trip, but I've heard they were, yeah, showing.
They were, you know, like when you say something, but you've got to say it slightly louder until they hear it. Like,
which one of them was right like that close to him? Shouted postman Pat in his face. I can't remember which one of them it was.
Yeah, we went right over and went postman Pat and his black and white hat right in his face.
I can't even wear a black and white hat. He's got Jess, his little black and white cat.
You must have been gutted not to get on.
I was, but I thought there'd be more chances. I think I went on one more trip. I was just happy to be there training. I mean, Gerrard played this one ball in training, the keep ball, you know how busy they are. He's threaded it. It was like where the two ends are at the... So you have to pass it and someone has to run onto it. He's passed it through about 10 people. I'm thinking, how the hell have you seen that? And timed it perfectly for this geezer running on. It was just...
Could this geezer be like Beckham or...
Rooney.
I think it might be an Ashley Cole running down the line.
Oh, that geezer.
But no, just being there and like talking to Crouchy and stuff like that.
Were you nervous training and that?
No, I wasn't, you know. No. Nah. Like I said before, it spurs you on to play better. I mean, Beck's played me a terrible ball, like up here somewhere.
Fucking hell, David! I've launched it out!
No, I've launched myself in the air and controlled it with my toe end just because he's passed it. I mean, if it was someone at Middlesbrough, I'd have... off, mate, what was that pass?
Yeah,
but it's Beck, so I've done my best to try. Well,
you've risked pulling your hammy.
Oh, I've risked my life for him. I didn't want to make him look bad, but yeah.
Well, then, imagine that Beck just sits down with his butt.
Was there any that you didn't like?
No, not.
They all made you feel welcome and that.
Yeah, well, fine, yeah. I mean, they're probably used to little rascals like me coming in the squad who doesn't have a clue, don't they? But now they're all right. I mean, I didn't get to know Gerrard, but obviously I knew him. And me and Stewie Down were in a beefer in this bar, and Gerrard's walked in with about 20 scouse lads. We're on this like VIP area. So I went, Stewie, watch this. I went, Stevie! I made him move a tunnel, and I've just done the worm right between all these scousers. I'm thinking, I got up, I thought, oh, what am I doing?
Was it well received?
No, it was, but he loved it, yeah. He was laughing, but I thought, oh, that's fine.
And just see Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. And then I went, Stevie!
I thought you were going to say you did the worm all the way up, and he went, all right, mate.
He went, how are you? he loved it, yeah. But just to train with them and stuff like that, fantastic. That's the thing, I feel like I'm just a normal lad from Redcap, but I was with the England team.
So I
deserved it, yeah.
Were you allowed to drink all the way home then, or not?
Yeah, it was a free bar on the plane. It was like one of these big jumbo jet things. So we...
Was Pat on?
Oh, he was on, yeah. He was at the front somewhere. But lads were playing poker and that, and a few of us were having a few drinks. But I think we landed in London first. Bex got off, straight in a private jet, off he pops. We were still there, we were still on the tarmac, and he's flying off in a private jet. I think he went back to LA and then flew to Manchester.
So they stopped at London, drop back. Just get off here. Just
do the
favour. And they said you just nip us to Heathrow.
Yeah. Honestly, Bex got off and a few of the London lads, and then the rest of us flew to Manchester. I've got a shower trick as well.
A what?
A shower trick. It's a good shower trick. But I show the lads like Gerrard and Crouch in the showers. Then afterwards, I'm thinking, what am I doing here?
What's your shower trick?
I can hide my willy.
Where do you hide it?
What, in your pocket?
No, I learned it. You know, but I didn't learn it. I just did it by accident when I was a bit younger and I was playing with it and it disappeared. Like, not when you tuck it, squeezing it goes back in. And so I said, Stewie told him, because I used to do it in Middlesbrough, and Stewie went, have a look at this.
Stevie, come here, have a look at this.
So I show him, so I'm like, lathered it up, squeeze it, and you can remember them squeezes, the water things that go in between your, that they go up and down, no? It was like that, but...
Sort of bumped it back in?
Yeah, you can hide it, and then I pretend to like screw it back on, and it pops back out. Honestly, the lads...
Were they impressed?
Oh, I loved it, yeah. But the lads that listen to this know me, they buzz off it, honestly.
We've got to go on camera now, you're doing it.
It needs to be a bit wet and that.
Yeah, that's a bit cold.
But then I got out of the showers as well, and I'm spraying spraying me aftershave, and like the lads start buzzing, laughing at me. I'm like, what are you laughing at? He said, oh, you're spraying David Beckham aftershave. I just got a David Beckham gift set for Christmas, and now he's about 5 yards away from me while I'm spraying his spraying his aftershave.
Did you get that? It's fucking shit, that, isn't it?
I know, I put £25 in his back pocket, didn't I? But,
fucking Wheaters just on
you. I know. He's spraying David Wheater aftershave on him.
Thinks he's fucking Paul Daniels. He's like,
there you see it. He's like that, you know. I'm making it sound small. It's not small or anything. I'm just doing a good trick.
Come on, Derek, you can be Debbie McGee. Lather it up.
Crouchy enjoyed it. He did.
Get him back on next trip, Postman. Get him back on, Patty's fucking.
So you think when you go to Bolton, are you thinking you're back in the Prem, kick on again?
Yeah, definitely. We played for another couple of years. We got relegated.
What happened? Because I always just remember that FA Cup semi-final against Stoke got dick 5-0, and then it just seemed to go to shit from that point.
I blame Owen Coyle for that, because he said, I was playing before that in the Premier League and I had 4 yellow cards. He said, don't play in this next game so you can play in the semi-final. So I was like, yeah, that's fine. But he's superstitious, isn't he, Owen Coyle? And they won that game. So I've got all the family down to the semi-final on the train and all that. He pulls me in pre-match and he shouts at me. I was like, oh, no chance. And he says, oh, I'm gonna stick with the same team. And I obviously lost 5-0. So I was...
You must have been raging.
Raging, but now I play it, mate.
Fuck you, Coyle.
I was raging about not playing, yeah. And then obviously they go and lose. I was obviously gutted that we weren't getting the final, but I was thinking, fuck, you know.
Should
have played us.
Right.
And then we played Stoke a few weeks later in the Premier League and beat them 5-0.
Yeah.
So putting Wheaton, it's a fucking 10-goal swing.
Yeah. Isn't it? And then it was the second last game of the season, we were winning. I do my ACL about the 20th minute and I play on till half time. I was like falling over and stuff because my ACL had just snapped or whatever. I kept falling over. My mum's ran down at the gate. She knew. She said, "You get off, you. There's something wrong with you." I'm fine.
Pushing Coyle to the side. Get him off. Get him off now.
Fetch our David off.
She did. I swear down behind the dugout. She said,
"Picking board up like that." She went,
"You get off." I said, "I'm fine." I got in the physio room, laid down, and I just froze. And then obviously done my ACL. But yeah, we were safe. I obviously came off at half time and conceded two. So we had to win the next game and they drew that one as well. We would have been safe if I didn't snap my ACL. But that's what I'm thinking. Anyway.
Your mum's like sat next to your dad going, he's not right, love. Yeah, he's not right.
You know, you're right.
She was right, though, as well.
He's not right. I'm going to say something.
Go and tell him.
He's done his ACL, him.
Hold me, Bob, bro. I'm going down.
I'm telling you now, he's not right. He's not right.
I've been watching him since he was 10. He's not right.
And I said, oh, no, I'm fine. And then obviously on me crutches after, and this was a Saturday, and people were saying, what are you doing? I said, oh, I've just jarred me knee. I'll be all right for next year. Got a scan and out for 9 months.
So you got relegated.
Yeah,
you kick it. But did you think about leaving again? And
I was injured. Wasn't
that for 9 months.
Yeah,
yeah. I done my ACL, but I had like a year left on my contract. So I was thinking, what am I going to do? But I got fit towards the end, and I got another 3-year deal. So,
but then again, when Bo went, you'd have fought straight back up again.
Yeah, we missed out that year in the playoffs by one goal difference, I think. Because we had to win against Blackpool. We drew 2-2. I think the other team drew, but they scored one more goal than us. So I was on the bench last game. He chucked me on up front. But I think didn't manage to help them.
Your mum come down, put him on up front.
The champ now then?
That was Dougie Freeman. And then Lennon came after him.
So who gave you the contract then? Friedman?
Yeah, it was Freeman, yeah. My agent just rang me and said, do you want to stay on this contract till the end or do you want a bit of security for 3 years? I said, well, I'll have the security, please. But obviously, my money went down, but like I said before, I was happy there and 3 more years. So.
And what did you think of Neil Lennon when he came in?
I thought he was all right when he first came, but yeah, he loved a pint. And I mean, he'd come into training late, like we'd be finishing training, you see his car coming in. But his local was my local as well, so I had a bit of a stinker. I'd be in there and he'd come in. So, and I'll be out.
Back door?
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
You find a new local?
I went to retreat, yeah. You go from Fanny to retreat.
I remember Blakey telling us that Mark Davies is the best player he's ever seen. Or he should have been playing for... Could have played for the top four team anyway.
Yeah, he's cracking, but he didn't score. I always told him, what? I said, shoot. I think he'd rather pass it. But yeah, he was very good.
Loose cannon?
Nah, he thinks he is, but I thought he was boring. Who said that? Blakey. Yeah, Blakey loved him. No, he was a cracking player, but injuries again. It's just kills career, isn't it? These bad injuries. He'd done his knee and he had to retire.
London's come in that year as well.
In the championship, yeah. Oh, I think he might have came the summer or the January, but yeah, he came and funny guy, isn't he?
Mate, he told us about the payslip crack. And I think I said at the time, if anybody else did that, he'd be like, what a fucking arsehole. Yeah.
But that's the thing, honestly, my banter is never big time. It's just, if I get a laugh out of one person, I'm doing it, yeah. Anything, but yeah. The fella used to come in, put the face, just put it there, mate. Cause it was when I think our wages got released and all that, so I think the lads knew I was on a bit. So I just go pretend to deadlift. I couldn't do it. Get two lads on the side. But yeah, everyone was laughing. There was no one thinking, oh, he's a knobby. Yeah, so,
because the people know how you are, you know that.
That's it.
Yeah, but it's like a Doofy or something, or somebody of that ilk.
Yeah.
You think, what a dick.
He was like, Doofy was like, I didn't play with him. I met him one time and he seemed all right. But yeah, I know what you mean. But that was the thing. None of my banter was ever big time. I don't think it was anyway.
Nah. It's good crack, though. It's good crack.
Nobody surprised when Lennon went?
No, I don't think so. Because I'd gone a bit tits up and I think we got relegated by about end of February, March. So yeah, I think he had to go, to be honest.
I just think he looks scary. I wouldn't like to take a bike off Lennon.
Didn't Medine have something? Was it on Sky? Didn't he tell him to F off or something? Or?
Yeah, it was on the game, wasn't it? I think. But they just laughed about it. Gaz a loose cannon as well. Do you know him?
Gaz, yeah.
Yeah, he's a loose cannon, but yeah, Lennon was so angry. He'd come in, fling the boards about, shouting at you. Calling lads to their faces names that you just wouldn't get away with.
Awful names.
Never call me anything, to be honest. But so honestly,
what's wrong? You heard?
That's the C word, isn't it? I don't like the C word. And
a manager shouldn't be using that. Yeah. Like
you fucking C bomb.
It's not a northeast word, that is it? Really, yeah. The C word. But he was. Oh yeah.
So your face.
Yeah, not mine. Yeah, one of the lads. I was thinking, just punch him. I think I would have if he's shouting that in your face, but imagine that. Just, imagine that at Barclays Bank, the manager coming over and calling the thingy the C word. It's mad, isn't it?
What the C word?
What goes on in football is crackers.
But obviously, relegation again to League One.
League One, yeah.
With that squad as well, there must have been something seriously wrong.
Yeah, but that was the time like we stopped getting paid and stuff like that. Yeah. So it was all going wrong. But
are you captain at this point?
No, I think Darren Prattley was. Right. He's a good lad, but it was all going wrong. We weren't getting paid sometimes. We obviously got relegated early, February, March time. Now I'm out of contract. This was when I was on decent money, relegated. I re-signed for like, honestly, pennies. Just so
what's
like,
your,
I was happy.
What's your, so you know you're relegated at February.
Yeah.
What's the next 2 months like? Like day to day.
I think they're just.
Are you like fucking just thinking, oh fucking.
Yeah, it's weird because obviously the who came in? Peter Reid came in with Jimmy Phillips, and there was like trying to do stuff on the day before a game. It's like sort of like what. What's the point?
What are we doing this for?
Yeah, why are we doing this? We're going to get battered. We get battered every week, but I think obviously they just wanted a good end to the season, but it just never happened. And but the year after in League One was fantastic, to be honest. We won nearly every game. We got promoted at the end, and the fans loved it.
Were there options for you to move when you went to, like, because like you say, you've signed a new deal because you're happy on
Yeah, I mean, there's always a couple of clubs that come in for you.
Could you lift it up on your own?
Flipping it. could lift it like that. What I was on.
Have you farted it with all?
No. Oh, you would. It floated away. But yeah, I mean.
Did you feel as though you half owed them something then?
Yeah, maybe. Obviously, they looked after me for a few years before that, and that season we were just crap, really. So I thought I need to prove myself again. And I've done well. Personally, I've had a good season, yeah.
You and Beavers?
Me and Beavers, yeah. I mean, we nearly broke the club record for clean sheets. But then I won, like, the Players' Player, the Player of the Year, and even the League One Player of the Year as well. So it was a good year for me.
I suppose that statement to stay and the season that you had kind of established yourself as a fans' favourite. And
yeah, I think that's where it all started from, because we got promoted and they said I was out for like 2 weeks, but I wasn't. I went out for a few nights, but then I was up with the band in the local in the Crofters. I was singing with them, so fans just loved it.
I just remember all videos flying around and you're on tables, tie around your head.
Yeah, no, it's great. There's nothing like getting promoted and stuff like that.
It's like the season been worth it, innit?
Yeah, the season after was. We were crap again. We saved it on the last game of the season. We stayed up on the last game. That was a better feeling, but just knowing that you're going to get promoted, it was great, yeah.
That following year when it's like shit's really hitting fan, you're not getting paid for ages and the player strikes and everything.
It was mad, but the first time it happened, you just figure you're getting... I'd obviously had about 5 years, 6 years of playing and being paid on time. So you never check. You just presume it goes in your bank. And one of the lads came down for pre-match, said, I've not been paid. He said, have you? I said, yeah, of course I have. But I never checked. I just presumed. Rang me miss, said, no, you're not being paid. So then it went all wrong from there. The manager, Phil Parkinson, had pulled us in day before paydays and said, oh, you're not getting paid again.
What were the lads' reactions?
That was when we went on strike that year. Well, not strike, we just didn't play a game. But we missed one game, but we were training every day, played every other game, and we weren't getting paid. So
he looked fucking ill, Parker, didn't he?
Oh, he'd have been stressed, yeah. I mean, we were training, he'd be on the blow, on the phone.
What, trying to sort wages out?
Well, yeah, talking to the owners and that, but we just didn't get paid from, I think Taylor said, from like February. We might have got January's till, well, we didn't get paid. I mean, we got in October what we were owed, so it was... Obviously, all the way through that. It was weird because, obviously, I loved Bolton, so I wasn't really... Obviously, I wanted to get paid, but I never really...
Yeah, but you were lucky enough to be in a position where you maybe could go.
Well, that's what I always said. I mean, obviously, I was like 30-odd at the time, some savings and that. Players didn't know, like younger players. And so it was a tough time, but...
Did Parky deal with it well then?
Yeah, he was fine. Well, he wasn't getting paid either, so he was helping us.
Are you having to be at the voice of it?
Yeah, that's the thing. I never wanted to. That was the last thing I ever wanted to do. But there was 15, 20 other lads that weren't getting paid, and we didn't want to strike, but we had to do something.
So drastic?
Yeah. But like I said, we were training every day, and we weren't getting paid, playing every game. But
what were the lads like then?
It'd be honestly so annoying. We'd have like meetings before training every day, like what we're going to do. And then I'd be always like, oh, let's just go train and forget about it. I mean, we actually missed one training session one time, one afternoon. We just said we're not doing it. What?
Were there any like I'm not fucking playing. That I'm not playing.
Well, yeah, there was a few in the group. And obviously, we had a group chat, and a few didn't want to play, and so we had to stick with them. We couldn't let them get the brunt of it. Yeah. But obviously, the manager and the staff weren't getting paid either, so they were obviously helping us and. Helping us with our decisions, so yeah, it was not.
But what was Parky like when you went, we're not playing Saturday?
He wasn't too bad. I had to ring him, didn't I? And, probably the worst phone call I've ever made. Like, I mean, I love that. That's the thing. I love football. I just hate everything else surrounding football. You know, yeah. So I had to ring. I said, Gaffer, you probably don't want to hear this, but we're not playing tomorrow. But yeah.
I'm assuming he could understand.
Yeah, he must have, yeah. But I never wanted to strike. I mean, I lived 5 minutes away from the ground, the training ground, so I was going to get the brunt of it. I was the captain, and
So did the fans actually kick off then?
Yeah, they weren't happy. I mean,
surely they've got to think, I tell you what, fair, like...
Yeah, so most of the fans were all right, but then you obviously, you've always got the few that, like, oh, they're on this much money, shouldn't they do
it? You were on fuck all.
You were literally nothing.
You weren't getting paid nothing. You're on £1 million a week, if you're not getting it.
I watch like Gordon Ramsay programmes, and he fumes when, like, a waitress doesn't get a tip for a day, and we weren't getting paid for months. So you just, I mean, it's football, isn't it? It's just weird. People think you should play for free sometimes.
But it's a power struggle as well, isn't it? Because you've got to, you're playing your cards, aren't you, as well? Mm. Because you've got to force the owners to start paying you.
Well, exactly.
And you've been pushed to them drastic measures.
It still didn't work, but it was just, obviously, we...
Did you ever speak to him?
Yeah, a few times, yeah, on the phone.
Andrew Taylor was good,
I'm shit at phone calls and arguing and all that. Taylor's, he was very good, we had a meeting with him. Obviously, Ken Hansen was on speakerphone, and we were talking to him. And then we weren't getting nasty, but he said, "Oh, this is getting a bit too much now. I'm going to end the call here." And then I think he put out in the press that he asked to speak to us, but we didn't. We rang him and stuff. And yeah, I mean, I texted his son. He was a bit of a plonker.
His Twitter handle's Super Agent, isn't it?
Super Agent, yeah. I mean, he was all right with the lads. He'd come up after the game and kiss you and all that.
Were he embarrassed? Sweating.
Well, no, I think, yeah. I text him and said, Lee, any chance I was getting paid? He was like, yeah, tomorrow. Didn't get paid tomorrow. No chance.
Just going around your corner. Yeah.
But obviously, they didn't pay us from January. They left and the new owners had to... pay us because I think football creditors or something, aren't we? With players with our contracts, so
they still didn't luckily. Yeah, but what? Why was? Were they just?
Well, I don't know. They obviously made money as well from the sale, and then
just disappeared into the moonlight.
My God! So they just come in, sold it, and fucked off.
Yeah, basically.
That's
yeah.
Shameless, isn't it?
Fucking outrageous! It's like disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. It.
Well, it's like legalised fraud, isn't it?
Well, that's what fans say. I'd play for them for free. Well,
fucking but go on,
you wouldn't. You'll have whatever job you've got. You won't go to that job for free.
Yeah.
So why exactly. Should we?
Yeah. And like you said, the young lads and everybody struggling with mortgage and everything. Mm.
Fucking. And that's just the can't get to training.
Yeah. I did reply to someone the other day on Twitter, actually. I said, if I didn't have bills or a family, I said, you know, I love Bolton. I probably would have played for free, but I had bills. I've got a family to pay for, so.
So you've left that situation at Bolton.
Yeah,
you must have been. So when Alder Marana, is nobody saying to you, because we've heard numerous stories, yeah. Anthony Gerrard, I can't remember who else, but about the state of it at Alder. Did nobody saying to you?
Yeah, they did, but I didn't listen.
I swear. We're having a fucking big tag team match when the phone call. Yeah, I'll sign you. Wait a minute. I'm just about to pin him.
Hold on. The rock's on the top rope.
Honestly, yeah, I got told. Just stay well away, but...
Well, did location come into that?
Location did. In my head, I played top two divisions my whole career. Won't happen to me. Like, he'll play me, won't he, the owner? But as soon as all this furlough thing came into it, I was out of the team.
What, when you weren't getting paid?
Yeah, but...
By the club,
yeah, it all started, obviously, when all this pandemic shit started. He said, we have to put you on furlough and we're going to top you up to 80%. So I was like, fine, that's 20% pay cut. We'll do that. Some players didn't want him because some players had been treated bad. But I was a PFA rep and captain again, so I talked them round to take this. So I said, right, we'll do it. And we had another Zoom meeting and said, we're not paying anything on top of furlough. So the club aren't paying a penny, basically. So for me, it was a 70% pay cut.
Well, I thought, well, furlough not 80% for everybody, whatever job you're
with. It's...
up to a certain amount.
Capped at $2,500
right,
a month.
Sorry.
And that's before tax.
So you were taking a 70% pay
cut? I had two kids in Bolton School.
Oh, bloody
yeah,
hell.
I know, exactly.
That's not
going to
go far.
Exactly. So I said, so yeah, for me it was like a 70% pay cut. Lads were, 60%.
On so, Zoom as well.
On Zoom.
Like, I bet you just like, can not cheer like.
Well, we were surprised because we got told it was...
Surprised the Rock didn't get his head snapped off.
Someone did, yeah, that night. I got them straight out and just slammed them together, me wrestlers. But yeah, we were just surprised. Obviously, we got told we were getting topped up then. The next a couple of days later, we're not getting topped up at all. So I've just said at the end of the meeting, is it a deferral? So obviously, we get it later. And they said, no, we're not
just not getting it.
You're not getting it. So the club weren't going to be paying anything. They're going to be paying the government money. So I said, well, I'm not taking a 70% pay cut. And that, because I said that will last until we go back to football. And we could not be back at footy now,
yeah,
to be honest. So I said, we're not doing that. And obviously the PFA had to get involved, legal battle. So obviously I knew I wasn't probably going to be allowed to play fighting a legal battle with the owners.
Yeah,
but
it's probably not the best.
I know it's probably not the best thing, but I mean, there was like eight of us, I think, that weren't going to do it, and there was only two of us that were left at the club. There was me, so obviously I got the brunt of it, and the keeper who got shipped off to Aberdeen, Gary Woods, on loan. So I was just there. Which is the club was saying, oh, he's being injured. This was after I got told the manager told me he's not allowed to pick me. That's what I knew. I wasn't going to play. But it's just when the club started putting statements out saying he's injured and stuff like that, which wasn't the reason why I wasn't playing. I was injured for like 2 months the whole season. But then the CEO's going on a podcast saying I've not been fit the whole season, not fit enough to play League Two football. I think flipping at me, granddad could play League Two football.
It was frustrating.
Oh, it was embarrassing. It was just like people come up to you saying, oh, where are you now? I say, I'd have to like go into a like full chat saying like, I'm at Oldham, but I'm not allowed to play. So it was just embarrassing that I wasn't playing at a League Two club. Really.
Yeah. Were you still training?
Oh yeah, I was training. I went obviously pre-season and got sent with the youth team. After about a month, he pulled me in. The manager, he said, "Oh, this might not come as a surprise to you, but they want you with the youth team." Obviously, the owners. I said, "Well,
is this Kewell at this point?"
Yes, Kewell. Yeah. So I mean. But before that, he told me that he's not allowed to pick me, and he said it's coming from the top. So I've lost respect for him anyway.
For him?
Yeah. I just thought of Alex Ferguson. I'm not putting them two together, but would he let someone...
You weren't back in your corner?
That's the thing. Like, at Bolton, Phil Parkinson was looking after us, and that I just had no support at Oldham from the manager. He just told me he's not allowed to pick me and that. They told me they want you with the youth team and stuff, and... He said, you can go home today, but you're with the youth team from tomorrow. I said, well, I'm staying over here anyway if you want me to train. He said, no, they won't let you. So I wasn't even allowed. I offered me services to train. He said, no, they won't let you.
Oh, man. Do you ever think about just saying, well, I'm not training with you because I'm just going to stop at home?
No, because
breach of contract then, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not what I do. My agent just said, do everything right. I said, I will do. I said, I spoke to the academy manager, said, look, you'll never have any problems from me, I won't fuck off training and that, so they couldn't do me for anything like that. So I just did everything properly.
Are you just like, when you say youth team, you're like 16,
15, yeah, that was 16. That was the embarrassing thing. Obviously I was a foot taller than them, doing stuff that I'd done about 20 years
like
ago.
Pied Piper.
Oh, honestly, yeah, it felt a bit embarrassing. Like doing the line for the warm up, and I'm down here, and these are down here.
But we're going to play wrestling, lads.
Oh, yeah, they're probably too mature for that, weren't they?
You must have tried getting a couple of young lads into it.
No, I tried, but yeah, no one goes for it now, do they? They maybe got a youth team game. I was training with the youth team. He said that we got a game tomorrow. I was just like, wow. I said to Fizz, I won't be allowed to play in that way because we're not allowed to play youth team games. He said, nah, no chance. But then the youth team manager came up to me and said, oh, you know about this game tomorrow, don't you? I said, yeah. I said, will I be allowed to play? He said, oh, I'll get the academy manager to text you. So he texted me. He said, you know about this game, don't you? Give me the time. And it was the Blackburn training ground. I said, I won't be allowed to play, will I? And he said, he didn't tell me. I just don't think you want to get involved. And I texted him back later and I said, I'll take that as I'm allowed to play then. So he just sent me the address, got there. I had to put the kit on. It was too small. Obviously, youth team kit, too small.
Cross top.
Boot tube, yeah. Hot pants. I had to go to the ref on my own accord. I said, I can't wear these, can I? I said, I've got my training shorts in the car. Can I put them on? Because they were the same colour as Blackburn shirts. He said, yeah, that's no problem. You can't wear them. So I got there. One of the coaching members, the staff said, oh, they're making you warm up, but you're not allowed to play. I said, look, I know that anyway. I can't play. So there was about a 14-year-old right back for Blackburn. About down here, and I was watching, and I was thinking, obviously I'm not allowed to play. Imagine me 2 foot in him, and I'd be in prison, wouldn't I?
But then, 14?
Yeah, but it was on grass, training ground, perfect, and the CEO's of Oldham's gone on a podcast and said, I've said it was on 3G, so I don't want to play because it's bad for my back. But we trained every day on 3G with the youth team, so I've been training for 3 months, whatever, on 3G. But he said, oh, I've said, it's on 3G, it's bad for my back, so I'm not playing. So he said on a podcast in public that I've rejected to play a game, but it was on grass, and I got there, I was ready to play, I had my Red Bulls, so I was flying after, because I wasn't allowed to play. So I was driving, listening to this, and I just couldn't believe what was getting said.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
It's fucking disgusting, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. I did like a 1.5 kilometre run, they call it the mass test. I did it like 6:14, and they wanted me to do it in 6 minutes, but I'm not a runner. But this was just their time that they wanted me to do. There was no scientific proof that I could do it in that time. But they said I wasn't fit enough, so that they sent me to the youth team the second time. And I found out there was a lad who was playing, done it a lot less than me. Lads hadn't done it at all, but they said to me, you have to do this in a certain time to play for Oldham, when lads weren't doing it and doing it slower than me.
Well, I don't think I'd have played for Oldham, because I'd have been 8-9 minutes.
Well, I didn't.
But, I can't believe that they can get away with doing shit like that.
Well, I know, it's crazy, innit? But we'd be here, round these streets, my missus would be on a bike, I'd be like running, chasing her to do it in that time, because they said I'll have a chance to do it again. And I was doing it, but then just they never give me a chance to do it again.
What, to get under the 6 minutes?
Yeah.
It's fucking mental. I mean,
I can't believe it.
People listening to this must be thinking, fuck me, it's shit football, isn't it?
They might listen to this and think I'm lying, but I'd get nothing from lying about all.
Yeah, it's that ridiculous. You think
it is?
It can't be true.
It is.
Be fuming to read that they're releasing stuff and going saying you're not fit. He's not fit.
I was driving. I was listening to the podcast that the CEO done. I couldn't believe it. But like I was getting emails. They forced me to move back over to Manchester because I moved here. It's like 1:20 in it to Oldham. I was never late or anything, but they wanted me to move back because they said it was hampering my footballing ability, but I wasn't allowed to play. So it didn't make sense.
So they made you move back, move house, yeah. Did you just move back?
They emailed me on a Thursday, but I opened it on the Friday, and it said, if you're not over in the Northwest by 4 o'clock on the Monday, we'll start like disciplinary proceedings or whatever with you. But I was luckily, my mate has a house over there, he's renovating, so I got straight in there. Luckily, it was in the middle of a pandemic as well, so what was the chances of me finding somewhere? Well, that's the thing, I was living with my wife and kids, they can't tell you where to live and that. But there was the lad from Walsall, the subkeeper, good lad, but he was taking longer to get to train than what I was, and he was in the squad and all that.
Are they just hoping he just thinks, tell you what, fuck it, I'm not moving over.
Oh, 100%, they wanted me to fuck it off. But I said, I could have went on loan. I said, there's no chance that I'm losing this battle. No chance. And I finally left after like a few more shitty goings on with what I wanted. I didn't sign they want me to sign a non-disclosure thing. I said, no chance, I'm not doing that. Left on my own accord.
Well, to be honest, if you would have signed that non-disclosure thing, you wouldn't have been on here today, mate.
Well, no, that's what I want to wait for. You messaged me, didn't you? I said, yeah. No, I can't do it now.
Did you know, like, how are the team doing at this point, Oldham?
Oh, it sounds like I know, but the worst defensive record in the league.
So are you actually sat at home watching the score Soccer Saturday thinking, they're losing 2-0, perfect. 3-0, oh, boom. 5-0, oh, fucking.
Well, that's what I was like, honestly. Like,
it spun you to that, where you like...
Yeah, it got so bad. I mean, I was getting sleeping tablets off the dock and all that, because I wasn't sleeping, thinking about all these emails I was getting and stuff like that. But that's what people don't realise, all the shit like that goes on.
Like, send you under a bit?
Yeah, I was never... I'm not the type to get down or anything, but I was just... Like late at night, I'd be thinking about doing stuff like this and that, what I'm going to say and how I'm going to say it. I was just thinking of everything that's been going on. Laying there till like 4, 5 in the morning.
Just churning over, yeah. Churning over.
So I had to get some sleeping tablets and all that stuff. And honestly, to be conceding goals, I'd be buzzing. I love the lads, but all I could think about was like the manager and the owners. And if they won,
I don't think anyone can blame me for that.
And if they won a game, I'd be fuming. Because I'd be thinking about them celebrating, like the owners and that. Mm. But not for the lads. The lads were class. They all wanted me to play. They couldn't believe I wasn't allowed to play.
Did they get relegated?
No, they were like finished like 18th, 19th or something like that. But worst defensive record in the league. With the highest, they scored the highest as well in the league. He said if I played, we could have been up there. So
I think it says a lot, the fact that you've been through all that with Bolton, the strikes and everything, but then you've said that time at Oldham were the most.
Oh, it was the worst, yeah. Well, that's the thing, we've obviously, I said before, with Oldham, with Bolton, we could all meet and the PFA could come in and help
been
us.
Ostracised.
Yeah, and the manager was with us because he wasn't getting paid. But with Oldham, I was with the youth team. The manager said he's not allowed to pick me. I didn't get any support off him. But I was just so happy at the end to get like the truth out.
Yeah.
Because I just kept quiet in the season while all this was going on. That's what frustrated me, because I was just trying to be professional and not cause any...
They're just trying to break you.
But as soon as I left, I said, right, I'm telling the truth here.
Yeah. So what now, mate?
I don't know. I'm here just ringing me today. You might have something for me.
WrestleMania.
Oh, I know Vince McMahon's on the block. But I love football. I think I keep playing for a few more years. It's just after last year, I'm just being happy being at home with the family and kids.
Has it left a sour taste the last few years? You know, with Bolton.
Yeah, no, Bolton not so much. Nah, I loved that at Bolton. Even when we weren't getting paid, it was annoying. But that was my town for like 10 years. But just. Being at Oldham and being told I'm not allowed to play.
Are they still involved now then, at Oldham? Are they still the owners now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Help the good dad. What league are they in now?
Two.
Help the good dad. Fuck them.
Who's manager now?
Keith Curl now.
Do you like to think he won't take that from them?
Well, yeah, that's what you think, wouldn't you?
But
well,
I bet
you never know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So have you got something sorted for next year?
There's a few things I've turned down. Just waiting for something. We're building a house around here and I'm happy. Yeah. I'm happy here, yeah. So, I don't know.
To be fair, you're used to not getting paid, aren't you? So, fuck it.
Exactly. It's been the last 3 years in the story of my life, this, so I'm all right. But I just think good family at home and good friends, I think you can just get through it.
You're pretty laid back, though, as well, aren't you? So,
like, well, that's the thing, yeah.
I think other people would have handled it a lot different.
Oh, 100%. But you hear all sorts of stories, don't you? That was the only thing, obviously, the sleeping thing for me, because I never get down. I always find something to do. I go to Aldi. That was the only thing I could do. When in the pandemic in Manchester, I go to Aldi just by... I like cooking, so I just go home and cook and that. But, I mean, if people...
You must do it. Did you break any figures in that time?
No, because they're all here.
You're not taking with you?
No, they're all in storage. No, I didn't put them in storage. I didn't trust them, so I put them at my mum's house. And then I put my wrestling figures in my footy shirts at my mum and dad's. So I didn't trust the storage people with my figures.
I think the only thing I'd take from it is that they couldn't break us.
Yeah.
I'd just do it and think, and knowing that they're trying to break me here and I'm not.
Nah, no chance.
I'm not going to do anything to let them sack us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, yeah. I just wanted, like I say, I could have left. But I said, no, why should I leave? Because they don't want to play me. Or the manager's not allowed to play me. Well, that's what he said on that podcast. He said, oh, Harry Kewell doesn't want to play him, but Harry Kewell was telling me that he does want to play me.
It's incredible. I can't believe that.
But that's the thing. No point in me lying. There's nothing good that could come from me from lying about Oldham. So it is what it is, isn't it?
Get yourself entertained.
Yeah, you have to, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got a few speeding tickets coming back from Oldham to Middlesbrough. But, yeah.
How's David getting on with everything that's all? Oh, he's upstairs making his dick disappear again. He's all right.
Oh, as long as he's doing that, we know he's all right. Yeah. As long as he's doing the dick trick, we're fine.
Honestly, I ask people about that. It's a cracker.
I want to see it before I have my day burger.
Oh, imagine it.
Oh, brilliant, mate.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming on.
All the best.
Thanks for having me on.
All the best.
We need to do some live shows, don't we, now?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Correct.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.